It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A rare fireball flew over Maine. Now there's a $25,000 reward for Pizzas of the Rock.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Amco, WMCO.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Kevin.
Do you want to hear a horrible idea?
Sure.
A Royal Caribbean cruise ship got hit by a huge gust of wind and tilted on the one side for several minutes.
Oh, boy.
Here's the horrible idea. I mean, that's a horrible situation.
Yeah. So it was the just song. Listing. It didn't fall over. It just was listing to the side, is what you're saying.
That is correct.
Okay, I got you.
Tilted on its
yes.
side,
yep,
or
yep.
listing, mm-hmm. as Jay said.
I love that. Unless I'm on the boat, then I hate that.
Yeah. But what are you doing, Royal Caribbean, or any cruise ship? I don't know if this is common.
I know what you do. You do what you do in any one of those situations. You yell to everybody to run to the other side.
Right. Yeah. But here's what was playing on the boat when it happened.
Jeez.
My Heart Will Go On from Titanic.
No. Why would they play that anytime?
That's what I'm saying. That song should never be played.
I mean,
it's
dumb.
It doesn't ever need to be played.
Not on a cruise ship.
On a cruise ship. Ever.
Wow.
What are they doing?
Like, who is it? Whoever's the director of entertainment, you're fired. Sorry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that just doesn't make sense. Now,
the wind has made the boat list to the side. So if you don't, guys, not now. Guys, not now. Everybody to the other side. Guys. Yeah, guys. Maybe Post Malone should do that. He can do that with his voice.
Wherever you are.
Splash.
Have you ever done the Titanic thing on a boat, Steve?
You mean held my arms?
Like, yes.
Like and stood up on the railing and someone just someone I'm king of the world or whatever.
I can't say that I have, but now I kind of want to.
Yeah, maybe next year on the cruise. When we go out on Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be funny if I played Titanic?
Kevin, you play that song as we're sitting at the dock? No.
What is wrong with people? Yeah. That's just bad planning.
Terrible.
Like you said, Jay, whoever was in charge of entertainment needs a good old-fashioned spanking.
Story number two.
I don't remember saying quite that, but I understand your angle.
That's what I heard you say. It was along those lines, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was along those lines.
Well, this is sad news. 36% of Americans think they're too old to learn.
Oh, man.
It just says, I'm too old to learn something new.
Are they being funny, do you think?
No.
Like, oh, I'm too old to learn.
No.
They literally think they're too old. Does it say how old they are when they say that?
It doesn't, Jay.
I feel like part of the quiz is missing.
Now, here's what it is. Well, you know,
it's not really a quiz.
It was
either.
All people over the age of 35, okay?
Okay.
And here's the problem. Things that they say they're too old to learn.
Oh.
Now I get it.
Yeah, like guitar, playing the guitar.
TikTok.
A language. Yeah.
Which is, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I
they're
understand.
Just like, yeah, I'm not going to spend any time learning those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too old to learn.
That's
too old to learn something that you don't care about.
Yeah, it's not too old to learn. It's too old to care. That's 100%
too old,
right.
Too old to care.
Yeah, you're just like, I don't even care.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It does not interest me.
You're too old to care.
Yeah. I mean, I'll learn to do some things, but not that.
And some overall, 75% of baby boomers claim they love learning new things.
Okay.
But said that it was way more rewarding when you were younger than it is now.
Is it because you have more time to use it? Or you
maybe.
Just, maybe
yeah,
you just have more time in general.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. I love learning new things. It's one of my favorites. I like the fact that we can do things and watch YouTube and learn how to do stuff.
Is your favorite thing to learn the trendy stuff, or just you don't necessarily care?
I mean, the biggest kick I've been on for quite a while is the DJ stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just learning all that with, you know, I've done it for a long time, but then there's so much new stuff to learn, and I'm like, I love this.
It's a good attitude to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, what else? I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I've...
Isn't there cooking. The saying...
Cooking's been another one.
When you stop learning, you stop living. Isn't that a saying?
I think so. Should be.
I mean, stop if not, learning. you did a good job.
Thank coming you. Up with one. Thank you, Steve. If it's not, you did a good job coming up with one.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good.
Yeah, put it on a shirt. I feel like once you do that, it becomes a saying. I also feel like that my favorite kind of shirt is now just the one-word shirt. If you're going to have, like, something on it, they can, and sometimes it takes a long time to figure out the right thing to put on it, but the one-word shirt, if it's done well, is awesome.
Give me an example.
Like with you, I would just put Kevin.
Okay.
See?
Yeah, that's not great.
No, it's great because people would just be like, that guy's shirt says Kevin. Like, it's interesting enough. They're like, is that Kevin? I would wear a shirt that said Kevin because then people would go, hey, Kevin. I'm like, not my name.
I think you maybe need a nap. After Nashville.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
They're going to want to play with Uncle Steve.
Wow, they don't call me Uncle Steve.
Why not?
I don't know.
Kevin James.
What do they call you, Stevie Steve?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
What? Either that or Producer Steve.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
Well, Jay, I know you've cried at a movie before.
Sure.
You're not a big crier, but... You have certainly cried at a movie.
Oh, of course, yeah, you know.
I cry probably at too many of them.
You have emotions.
Yeah, I have, Jay, if you have any emotions, you cry. I've cried lots of times to lots of movies.
You've cried at cartoons. I don't know if that counts.
Producer Steve, do you cry at movies?
No emotion.
Zero.
Zero emotion.
I kind of almost believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I have at one or two points in my life, but
really?
I'm not really.
You ever cried at a commercial?
No, at TV shows occasionally.
Okay, and we're not talking about sobbing. We're talking about like maybe you just got a little emotional, shed a tear, or you well up or whatever they call it.
Yeah, I never watched what was that dog movie that
dog movie
people were really. Oh, I cried over that. I never saw that, but I feel
Marley
like
Marley and Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I've never seen it because Jay came back from it and said, don't ever go to that movie.
I did. Well, it was one of those where I'm like, Kevin, that's not going to be your deal, dude. You're not going to, no.
Well, this is the list.
I mean, if you want to go see 8 Below and Marley and Me back to back, just have a fun night.
Yeah. Just tears galore. These are what they call guy cry movies.
Guy cry, okay.
These are movies that concern themselves with more masculine topics like sports, war, father-son relationships.
Oh, sure, yeah.
These are the things that they say get guys the most to cry when they watch a movie. So I'll give you a few of them, for example. Braveheart.
Okay, I've never seen it, but I'm assuming that's probably right. You did not,
I don't know if I...
Not you?
I guess. Okay. Yeah, no, I could see that. That makes sense.
Good Will Hunting.
That's emotional, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Been a while since I've seen it. I'm trying to remember what
same
part,
here.
But
same,
yeah.
Yeah. Click.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I don't remember. I remember liking that movie a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the sad... I mean, is it just sad, Steve, because he's... realizing how precious life is?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and I don't want to spoil it.
I think you're fine.
And I'm not sure if I'm remembering it correctly either, but I do think towards the end of the movie, he gets, oh yeah, that's what it is. He gets like super old and he's about to like pass away or whatever. And he realizes like the, is that right? Is that that movie?
Yeah, that's it, I think.
Okay. But then he, you know, he bounces back and becomes his regular, whatever age he was at the time of the movie. And
yeah,
it's like, oh yeah, now I cherish all these moments.
Right.
That's exactly it. It's the, you know, his wife is unhappy with him because he works too much. And then, man, next thing you know, he starts going faster in life with this remote control that he has.
Yeah. I don't know that I've seen that, actually.
It's Adam Sandler, Kate Beckinsale. It's good.
Yeah. You know what movie got me kind of like that? That one did get me a little bit. You ever see the movie Jack Frost?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that has to get you some.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one I have not seen.
Oh, yeah, you should see it. I mean, it's great in the fact that you'll be, you know, sad.
Here are the top three guy cry movies.
I just happened to think of one, Kevin. Is Good Will Hunting in there?
Yeah, it was at number five, Jay. We just talked about it.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
No.
Yes, you do.
Only thing I remember about that movie is the Good Will Hunting scene with Robin Williams, where he keeps saying the same thing over and over again. And you remember that part? I can't play it because I remember there's a bad word in it.
Yeah, man, that's a movie that when I watched it, I remember thinking that's a great movie.
Because Matt Damon is going through something.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
For way too long. Interstellar comes in at number three, and I don't know that one.
I don't know
at all.
Is Good Will Hunting on the list?
Good Will Hunting's at number five, Jay. Okay. I think we just talked about that.
I didn't hear that.
Number two, Armageddon.
Yeah, sure.
But the number one movie that makes guys cry.
Up.
I did not think. I'm going to give you that didn't make it, okay?
I'm going to give
you some that didn't make it to the top spot. Field of Dreams, Saving Private Ryan.
Yes.
E.T.
Okay.
The Green Mile. Oh, boy, yeah, that one. Shawshank Redemption. Those are all ones that are in the top 20, but did not take the top spot. The top spot goes to Furious 7.
Is that the one after Paul Walker
died?
The one
where they say goodbye to Paul Walker's character after his death in real life.
Right.
They say that was the movie that makes guys cry more than any other.
I never saw that one. I've never seen that version of the series.
I know I must have. I must have seen it because I thought I'd seen them all.
I've heard the scene. You know, I've heard of the scene and the whole thing and how they did it, but I don't remember seeing that one ever.
Yeah.
I could see why that one would win,
Sure.
I mean, definitely could see why that one would win.
Well, and the bummer of it is...
And what a way to celebrate the holidays, guys, with this list.
Yeah, that's so great.
Cry movies. Let's see if there's anything that's Christmassy at all.
Well, besides, you know, Jack Frost, like Steve mentioned, that one for sure.
Yeah. That one wasn't on the list, but I do like it.
Right. Good Will Hunting on the list? I didn't know that.
Boys in the Hood, is that Christmassy?
Close enough.
I Am Legend.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh man. Yeah. That's a
Gladiator.
What about Gladiator 2? You can go to the theater and cry this week then.
Yeah. By the way, Gladiator came out in 2000.
Wow.
I did not realize it was that old.
Is that right?
So there you go. Furious 7. Well, that's what this list says, Steve. That might be wrong. Sometimes just read whatever's on a piece of paper. But I could look it up.
Stay classy.
It doesn't seem right.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You think Kevin's motherly the way he treats you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind it. Should I?
I definitely don't treat Steve.
No, you don't.
With my motherly gloves.
Kevin James.
Your motherly what?
My motherly gloves.
What does that mean?
Gloves that I wear that make me do motherly things, and I handle you with them.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey!
beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show is brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. And you should check it out, too, because for every one of the bags of coffee that they sell, the Christmas blend, they donate money to the Christmas Wish. So
yes.
Thanks to Bobby over there at Indaba Coffee Roasters. Appreciate that. And we're playing for a gift certificate right now to Indaba Coffee. What do you say, Tom? Hello?
Well, let's give it a shot here.
Yeah, how are we feeling today?
Not too bad. How about you?
Pretty good. Is it snowing, raining? What is it where you're at?
It's sleeting right now.
Oh, sleeting. Ooh. Maybe my least favorite of all of the weather features we get to enjoy around here.
Definitely.
Sleet, Kevin, what do you got? Freezing rain, same thing? You in the same ballpark of things you don't
freezing
like?
Freezing rain, my, yeah, the least favorite.
Because it's on the windshield and you know, everything, and you're yeah. like, ugh.
And just one of those that I don't care what you do. If it's all over the road, you're in trouble.
Yeah, for sure. And it's hard to see. Well, hopefully that'll warm up a little bit. We won't have to deal with that for very long. Tom, we had the CMA Awards show night in Nashville tonight. So that is our category today, the CMAs. Who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin?
Let's go with you.
Okay, see you in about 60 seconds or so, okay?
All right.
All right, good luck, Tom.
All righty, here we go. What channel does the CMA Awards air on?
CBS.
The CMA Awards is at Bridgestone Arena. What is the pro hockey team that plays there?
The Predators.
What artist has the most CMA nominations this year with 7?
Lady Wilson.
Name an artist up for New Artist of the Year.
Riley Green.
Who is the 72-year-old Texas artist that is receiving the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award?
George Strait.
Leather by what artist is nominated for Album of the Year?
Pass.
Lainey Wilson is joining Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning this year as hosts. How many CMAs did she win last year?
3.
Did we get to it? Oh, time's up. All right.
Okay, well, he got through him.
Waving Jay back in.
He got through him. That's all you can ask.
They're all guesses.
I know.
Oh, no. Oh, all guesses.
I think you're going to be in trouble because Jay is a radio professional.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like he might know all of these.
He probably will.
There's no way, Kevin.
You think he's going to know all of them?
Yeah, Steve, I do.
Wow. Really? Okay, well, we'll see. All right. Hold on, Tom. We'll see how it goes. You still have a chance, my friend. Don't you worry.
Are you ready,
Jay?
There's
been a lot of lack of sleep. Okay, here we go, Steve.
And me asking a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Jay, what channel does the CMA Awards
ABC.
The CMA Awards is at Bridgestone Arena.
Yes,
what is the
correct.
Pro hockey team that plays there?
Oh, that was a true-false question. The Predators, Nashville Predators.
That is, well, we'll see if it's correct.
We'll see. It seems like it's right.
What artist has the most CMA nominations this year with 7?
Ooh. All the collaborations, I'm going to say Morgan.
Name an artist up for New Artist of the Year.
Paley Zimmerman.
Who is the 72-year-old Texas artist that is receiving the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award?
Oh, pass. I'm not sure.
Leather by what artist is nominated?
Cody Johnson.
Lainey Wilson is joining Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning.
Kevin, are you okay?
Yeah.
As host this year. How many CMAs did she win in 2023?
Lainey?
Yeah.
Did she win? 5.
All right, what did you pass?
Dang, son.
Lifetime Achievement Award. Dang, son. I think I know, but I ran out of time.
Well, did say some words.
I thought it was George Strait because it's ridiculous that George Strait hadn't already won it.
Right.
And that's why I hesitated. Because I'm like, George Strait should have won it, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, at least 10 years ago.
He's the Bailey Zimmerman of Lifetime Achievement Award.
Really so is. Seriously.
Let's find out if that is correct, though. What channel does the CMA Awards air
on? Also, your age threw me off. When he said the age part threw me off.
I know that George is 72.
Yeah, and then I was like, wait, is George 72? So, yeah, all that was going on, and then I decided to pass because it was easier.
Okay. Well, we're not there yet.
I know, but calm down.
You calm down.
No, you calm down.
Okay. What channel does the CMA Awards air on?
I should have said 4.
That's right. It's Channel 4.
Because I would have, because you know, channel is 4. I said ABC. That's a network. No points.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say I wrote okay, down ABC, wow. But yeah.
Yeah, we had a CBS on the other, and then no points.
No points.
CMA Awards is at Bridgestone Arena. What pro hockey team plays there?
How do we do there, Kevin?
We got Predators all around.
Yeah, let's go. Good job, Tom.
Yeah. What artist has the most CMA nominations this year with 7?
I mean,
well, Tom's no dummy. He said Lainey Wilson, because that's a great guess, but not this year.
Mm.
Morgan Wallen is correct, Jay.
Those collabs sneak up on you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Name an artist up for New Artist of the Year. Got a whole list here, but yeah. You said Bailey Zimmerman.
I mean,
Jay.
I picked the one that was the most ridiculous because I enjoyed it the most.
Tom said Riley Green.
That's not a bad guess. But
good guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Not on the list this year.
I mean, not right, but not a bad guess, Tom.
Who is the 72-year-old Texas artist receiving the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award? It would be George Strait.
Yeah. Tom got that one right.
Yeah.
Yeah, way to go, Tom.
Nicely done.
Nice. Well done, buddy.
We are what? Now 3-2.
Leather by what artist is nominated for Album of the Year? Looking for Cody Johnson on that one.
Kojo. I don't remember what you said, Tom, but it wasn't Cody Johnson.
No, I passed.
I passed. Oh, okay.
And finally, Lainey Wilson is joining Luke Bryan, Peyton Manning as host this year. How many CMAs did she win in 2023?
Yeah, that was a flat-out guess on my part.
That's a Tom guessed 3, and you guessed 5.
Would you believe it's 5?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I would because you said it, but I just was guessing. Gosh dang it, Tom. That's going to mean I win in Indaba Coffee Roasters, and I'm going to go celebrate today by buying even more. That's all I have to give it away, Tom. So now you got to pick a number, and then you can try to be that number. I don't get to keep it.
6.
6 it is. Okay, buddy, drive safe, okay?
Will do. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right.
509-441-0999, a $25 gift certificate to Indaba Coffee Roasters can be yours right now if you are caller 6. Kevin, how would you have done on all that?
Well, CJ, you actually ended up getting 6 right because ABC is right. But
All right.
So that's 6 out of 7. The only one you got wrong is the one of the most shocking ones to me.
Yeah.
That I would have got right. George Strait.
Yeah.
You doubted yourself.
I should have just said it.
And so that's the one you missed.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have got the Lainey one right, so I would have got 6 as
well.
So
we probably would have tied. Yeah, I just couldn't get myself to do it. I was too confused by the 72, and then I was like, wait, am I overthinking this, or is this the one that made me mad before because George wasn't already a winner?
It made me feel weird, too, when he said 72, because I'm like, well, George Strait's not 72.
Right.
But he sure enough is.
Yeah. Okay, all right, he is. Okay.
Yeah. It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
What do you say? Stat of the day, Kevin.
Like, where's my microphone?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You made me move it for a demonstration you were doing over here.
Yes, you're welcome.
Jay was teaching me how to, what were you teaching me? Oh, something, how to pop my third vertebrae back in place.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thanks, Jay.
Stat of the day brought to you by Haven Real Estate. Go ahead, Kev.
Okay, well, here is the stat. 46% of people say they're doing more of this right now at the end of the year because they felt like they've done a bad job all year.
Communicating with family, final answer.
It's not it, Jay.
Ah, darn it.
But you know what? I bet that's probably got some truth to it.
Cleaning out the refrigerator.
Ooh, another good one.
No, the answer is...
paying their taxes.
No, it's a bad time to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A little off, huh?
They're just saying that simply they're giving more. They're doing more nice things right now and giving more.
You know what? I almost said that, actually.
Oh, did you?
Because there was multiple people in Nashville that had that conversation.
About?
They felt that people were being nicer... And without mentioning like charitable giving, just in general, that people were being nicer. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they said that, you know, obviously an election year and mm-hmm. a heated election like we had this year, a lot of people just weren't in the mood. Like they were, and now that it's over, it's kind of the, hey.
Okay, it's over, yeah.
It's the end of the year. It's the holiday. Like, let's, it is what it is. Like it, don't like it. Well, you know, let's do what I can control.
Yeah, move forward. Is, right.
You know, donating or helping people or sure. doing whatever. So that was interesting. Now, it's only 46% of people who said that.
That's still pretty high.
But it's
though.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feel seems like pretty good.
That's
number.
A decent percentage. I know, depending on what the topic is, 46% can be a lot or, oh, that's not very many.
Yeah.
But I think 46% is pretty good in this case.
It is. You just look at it and go, okay, cool. Half the people are being way nicer and giving more or just giving their time, helping others, whatever it is.
I mean, Steve said that his stat of the day would be that he thought more people in Nashville were, I think, nicer than he thought they were going to be, artists in general, because he said 99% of them
and were, I don't nice. Know that there was anybody who was not nice. They were just probably in a hurry or in a,
yes.
you know, the situation wasn't the best for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of one person that I was like, oh yeah, they seem like a jerk.
Well, the funny part about that too is a person when they're in this situation, when they're doing a bunch of interviews and running from space to space and being asked a bunch of questions. I mean, it's a high alert kind of status, you know, for your brain. And
yeah.
It can turn poorly when you're being interviewed by one person and then you come right back to being, okay, what was I doing there? I'm fine in the next 3 minutes. So it can really vary from moment to moment, not only for the person being interviewed, but for us. You know, because something could have happened or you're just tired right. or you're, you know, you ask a question and it doesn't click with that person and they look at you like you're an idiot. And then you're like, uh-oh, I'm an idiot. And then they're like, well, and then, you know, it just can spiral quickly.
Yeah. Can I cut your hair?
All those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the greatest question ever. Right. And, you know, like, Kevin, you know what my example for that would be? This could have gone either way. I don't have time to play it. We'll play it tomorrow. The interview with Riley Green.
Yes.
It could have gone either way because it was funny because Kevin was on Zoom on a laptop so you could see Kev's face. And then if you put the headphones on, you could hear Kevin asking questions. And Riley Green sat in the chair closest to the monitor.
Yeah, no one had done that.
Nobody did that yet. And Riley Green has an incredible mustache right now. He has, you know, it's a thing.
He is a good looking man.
He is. And then when you said something about, whoa.
Your mustache is right there. Look at that thing.
I mean, because you know how you can see when you're Zoom, you could see what, you know, you can see in the small square.
Yes.
So we could, and it really was like a virtual close up on his mustache.
He's like, yeah. Oh, I can move it. I can move away.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I like it.
So he kind of slid back. Now, depending on a person's mood, that could catch someone at a wrong moment.
Yeah.
And they could go a different way.
Oh, sure. I guess. Yeah.
So sometimes you just don't know. It's just such a crapshoot because of how the thing started. Now, it was a funny question and it was a funny comment. And Riley Green was in a great mood. So, you know, we were off and running at that point. But yeah, sometimes that stuff just catches people wrong. Yeah. And then they get the impression
Wrap
like...
Wrap it up, Jay. You know,
yeah, right. Exactly. They get the impression like, oh, I saw Kevin at the grocery store. What a jerk.
Yeah, those ones are tough, right?
Yeah.
Because you're just living your normal life and don't even know that somebody's got an eye on
observing
you or whatever.
You.
Yeah. And they were like, man, he was seemed grumpy. Well, yeah, I was at the grocery store. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.